before I became a Christian in 1993, I wanted nothing to do with Christianity or Christians. I grew up in southeast Kansas, kind of out in the middle of nowhere, come pretty much from an unchurched family. And when I began to get interested in spiritual things, I didn't want to go down the Christian route. Part of my justification for that was not only what the media told me to think about Christians, that they're all hypocrites and things of that nature, but frankly, I did see some of that myself. Mm-hmm. It was the 1980s, sex, drugs, rock and roll, going down that immoral, unfortunate route. And the guys that I used to party with, if they weren't too hungover, guess where they would go on Sunday mornings? Church services. So the message they were sending to me, whether they realized it or not, loudly, was Christianity doesn't work, and so obviously it's not going to work for me either. And so when I began to get awakened to spiritual things, that there's got to be more to life than this. There has to be. And, you know, growing up in Kansas, out in the middle of nowhere, you look at the stars, the universe, the complexity. It's like, there's no way this is by chance. And so to fast forward after high school, I go to California in Sacramento. And it was there that I had a coworker introduce me into New Age. And, of course, the New Age movement, part and parcel with that false teaching, is UFOs. And New Age, of course, if the listeners aren't familiar with, it's like spiritual cafeteria, and you get to pick whatever you want. Oh. You get to be God. You get to determine your own reality. If you want a little sprinkle of Buddhism or Hinduism, self-help, secular psychology, whatever you want, you get to determine that reality.
And if I can interrupt just a moment, I remember as you're talking, it just came to me, Shirley MacLaine, the movie actress, mm-hmm. wrote a book on her UFO guides. Yeah. She would go out and meet them, apparently, in some wilderness area. They would come down, and uh-huh. she actually thought of them as something like priests mm-hmm. descending from heaven. Yeah. And for her, this was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, and that's what the New Age teaches, that you can discover truth within yourself, or you can tap into these spirit guides, mm-hmm. and then UFOs kind of masquerade as that as well. There's space brothers. They come from the Pleiades or some star system, mm-hmm. or they're orbiting the Earth, the Ashtar Command, all that stuff.
Oh, yes.
And they're here to help us, and as they would say, to spiritually evolve. And so there is definitely a spiritual connection. And having been there, unfortunately done that, and bought the T-shirt, wish I didn't, it's a dark reality. And the more you get into this, it's a great delusion.
And in fact, again, if I may interrupt for just a moment, you did take that dark path and really came to the point of crisis in your life.
Yeah.
And then came to Christ, and everything changed 100%. And tell us a little bit about how that happened.
Well, it was, I had no intentions on becoming a Christian. Again, the more that I went down this route, I became even more vehement against Christians and Christianity. I literally had a disdain in my stomach. I was just, a pit of hatred towards mm-hmm. Christianity. I thought the Bible was a book whooped up by man to brainwash you. I was much more intellectual than that, etc. And so how I got saved was a radical movement of God. It's like he snapped his fingers from on high and says, okay, now's the time. Because the last thing I remember, I was at a restaurant outside of Sacramento. And next thing you know, I woke up and I heard this sound and heard, Mark, it's Easter. You going to go to church services? And so the last thing I remember, I was in a restaurant. I had blacked out. And part of the New Age movement, just to back up a little bit, is in order to communicate with these spirit guides, these space brothers, if you want to get this higher new information to help evolve spiritually, to become your own God, you need to get into an altered state of consciousness, whether it's through meditation, whether it's through physical exercise and things of that nature, or whether it's through psychotropic drugs and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So they encourage all that, which is occult techniques. And so I'm doing all kinds of drugs and stuff. And so at this party, I blacked out. That's the last thing I remember. So I hear this knocking on the door. Well, so I hear Mark say, no, we're not going to go. And so I surmise that, okay, I guess I'm in Mark's bedroom, crashed out on the floor. I was 25 at the time. And so they kept knocking. They said, well, hey, come on, it's Easter. You got to go to church services, right? They were Christians. They had no idea what he was involved with and what he was doing. And so he said, no. So they finally left. So I got up and had a pretty smashing hangover. Didn't usually get him quite that bad. And so I started drinking some coffee at Mark's house, trying to get rid of the headache. That wasn't working. So I got my truck, drove across town to where I was rooming with my brother, but he was out of town, so I was all by myself. So I still got a headache. It's Sunday. I got to get to work the next day. So I start slamming some vodka, thinking, you know, the hair of the dog that bit you. Got to get rid of this headache, get some rest, right? That didn't work. And then all of a sudden, bang, the demonic activity, this wasn't the first time, but each time it escalated even worse. I've seen these apparitions with my own eyes. Evil is real. Demons are real. The more you get into this, you are flirting, literally, I'll say this, with the devil. But this time it scared me so bad. Before I would mock and spit upon Christianity and say that I was God, as the New Age lie teaches. But this time it scared me so bad. I was 25. I ran to my bedroom. I dropped on my knees and I simply said this. I said, God, if you're real and if you really want this life, you can have it. I just spent the last 25 years messing it up. And then I knew specifically from two people who did dare to witness to me, and I was nasty to them, to specifically, though, call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Mm. And I did. I said, Jesus Christ, would you please forgive me and come into this life? And instantly, the demonic activity was gone. I had a clear mind since the first time, since I was 15, when I began to go down this dark route. Instantly, I was delivered from the drugs and all kinds of things. And long story short, 8 weeks after I'm saved, I'm in Bible college, later in seminary, pastored on both coasts, and now we're in Las Vegas.
Wow. And I wish we had 2 hours because there's a lot more, but you get the idea. And I wanted to talk about something that Paul said as we transition back to the subject of UFOs, because we're talking about wrestling with Satan. We're talking about being in a real contest with dark forces today, right?
Yeah.
And Paul says in the place where he's talking about putting on the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6:12, he says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places or heavenly places. I wanted to read that because you've done that wrestling. You have been there, done that. And now you're back with this message on the reality of UFOs. In other words, UFOs are not beneficent people come here to help us from some other galaxy or some other planet or star system. They're just flat out what they've always been, demons. And that would include various orders of demons, some of them very, very powerful, some lesser. And they are, in essence, an invisible army, and they're becoming more visible in our day, right?
Oh, absolutely. And all they've done is the same thing Satan does. He uses the same lies and just simply repackages them for another generation. 200 years ago, you know, people, I think, would a little bit more akin to demonic issues. Today, we'll downplay them or say some psychological aberration only, things of that nature. And He's not dumb. He's not going to show up on the scene and say, hey, I'm going to, and part of the Antichrist kingdom is you're going to be worshiping demons, as the Bible says, and demons are going to be walking all over the place, but people would freak out. So you don't call them demons. You call them aliens. You call them extraterrestrials.
You also talk about the similarities between, shall we say, UFO drivers from outer space and demons. They travel like demons travel. They possess like demons possess. Yeah. Everybody's heard of UFO abductions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're involved in this possession kind of thing. They deceive like devils or like demons. And by the way, they are getting more powerful. Let's talk about some of these issues. They travel mm-hmm. like demons have been known to travel since time immemorial.
Yeah. Well, the Bible calls it the spirit realm. To use modern terminology, we would say another dimension. But the Bible's called it the spirit realm. And you look at how angels travel in the scripture, they can pop in, they can pop out, they're here, they materialize, dematerialize. and they're tangible before you. And that's exactly what these entities do. Based on the way that they travel, and this is secular UFOologists. This isn't just the Christian community saying, oh, it's got to be the devil. Secular researchers admit that these things, that you shouldn't even entertain the idea that these things are coming from outer space. They're coming from inner space. They're coming mm-hmm. from another dimension. Mm-hmm. They act more spiritual in nature than physical. But the whole premise, they don't just travel. It just so happens to coincide with fallen angels, demons. But the whole premise is based on a lie. And that lie is called evolution. The whole premise that they've come here to tell us is they're a higher evolved race. Well, wait a second. If evolution's not true, and it's not, then right there is a red flag. You just lied to me. How could you be a higher evolved race if nothing can evolve? If we see no evidence of evolution on this planet, logically, mm-hmm. it's not going to happen on any planet, and we got the best conditions here. It's not going to happen. So right there, you're dealing with somebody who's deceiving you. And then, having been there, done that in New Age with the channeling and trying to get this secret message from these avatars, space brothers, and all that stuff, listen to what they're teaching. You come all the way, supposedly come all the way across the universe to what? To say that we need to submit to some drastic forms of authoritarian control, give up all of our rights, succumb to a one-world government, a one-world economy. We need to submit to a one-world ruler. Oh, by the way, Christianity is wrong, and only Christianity is wrong, and slam Jesus and debunk the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think if you're really a higher evolved yeah. race intellectually, how about a cure for cancer or something? You came all the way across here just to deny the gospel, Christianity. Oh, by the way, they actually teach that Satan, Lucifer, is a good guy. And wow. we Christians got the wrong idea on that.
Right you are. This is a really good point that people need to hear about, Billy, because we live in a scientific age right now. Men are worshiping science and scientists, saying we're going to go into the next age prepared to become bigger and better human beings, evolving upward, and our better chemistry, our better physics, all of the inventions that we have are going to take us into a better world, but only if we are guided by the proper knowledge will we evolve upwardly. And so I can sense the hand of control coming in, you know, and behind that hand of control is all of this fake science, if you will,
mm-hmm.
That you're talking about. People coming from other planets here to help us boost ourselves into the next era, so yeah. to speak.
Yeah. Well, the lie of evolution is needed for two things in the last days, certainly concerning UFOs. You need to, if you're going to fall for the identity that they're telling us they are, a higher evolved race, you have to first have a basis of evolution. Second, what they're saying is those who are going to be left behind for the seven-year tribulation, that actually it's a badge of honor, that you are the chosen ones. Those people who suddenly disappeared on the planet, oh, which, by the way, was not the rapture, had nothing to do with the rapture. This is actually what they teach.
Mm-hmm.
You come all the way across the universe to explain away the rapture. It wasn't the biblical rapture. No. They were not at a spiritually evolved high enough frequency, and they could not have taken what you, the chosen one left behind, could. And so for their own good, we beamed them up in our spaceships. They're okay. Nothing to be worried about. And, oh, by the way, you should consider yourself one of the fortunate ones, because now you've achieved a spiritual high enough vibration to enter into this age of utopia that we are here to usher in for mankind.
The lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bible talks about the lie with the definite article, the, in front of it. There is a big lie, and it's becoming a big lie on global television, the internet, every place you want to read, Facebook, I don't care where you look, the lie is there, right?
Yeah, it's all over. People have been so prepared for this. Again, back to the premise of evolution. Notice how cunning, sneaky, and deceptive the enemy is. In order to get us to fall, the planet, to fall for this last day's lie of UFOs to explain away the rapture of the church in one fell swoop, and to convince those who are left behind that this is a good thing, not a bad thing, okay, and still don't turn to Christ, okay, is you had to first buy into evolution, which means back it up, the time scale. That means he put this thing into place over 150 years ago with Charles Darwin. And that's what the enemy does. He's been building on this lie, mm-hmm. and it's now culminating. It started to gain ground in the 40s, 50s, and 60s when evolution was being taught in our school, and the Bible and prayer were taken out, etc. As well as, that's also when Hollywood began to pick up on it and started doing the UFO movies, black. Now it's escalating to Star Wars, Star Trek, to the point where we started, more people believe now in aliens than they do in God.
And my personal favorite, Cowboys and Aliens, you know, with Harrison Ford. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And yet, those aliens came to Earth to steal gold. No, folks. Those aliens are not coming to steal. They're coming to steal souls.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they're, in some cases, doing all too good a job of it.
This is real. This is not make-believe. I was there at the UFO conferences before I got saved, and this is real. This is not some that's just those people who have tinfoil on their heads with triangles.
Yeah.
This is on every echelon of society, the governments around the world. This deception is so huge, and it's about that close to being pulled off. And yet, much of the church has no clue how to deal with this.
Where should we go from here in talking about this subject?
Well, I think probably just to, I would say, some really common sense points that people need to realize their true identity. This is demonic. Without hesitation, it's absolutely demonic. It is, if not the greatest lie that has ever foisted upon mankind, and it's almost at complete fruition point in the last days. And people need to understand that.
Now, since it is demonic, and I totally 100% agree with you on that, I, as a Christian, have absolutely nothing to fear. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. You and I have absolutely nothing to fear from these superior forces, supposedly mm-hmm. from the heavens.
Yeah.
And I think this is the point. You know, there are people all over the world every day that are witnessing cattle being stolen off their ranches by UFOs. There are documented stories of ranchers who have gone broke because they've had so many cattle stolen and mutilated by these things. But that's another story. It's the reality of it. There are people who have been abducted, and they come back sort of in love with their abductors and preaching the message that Billy was talking about a minute ago. These things are actually going on right now, but what I want to focus on is the fact that as Christians, we don't have anything to fear from these people at all. In other words, they can do nothing to you, they can do nothing to me if we're safe in Christ.
Well, and that's the whole point. There's only one way that you have that safety, and that is to be a true born-again Christian. And that's apparent, and we even bring this out, too, as to reveal the real identity. And again, even secular UFOologists admit this strange trend. There is one way, and one way only on record, 100% of the time, to get rid of these critters if they do happen to come your way. And that is when you command them specifically in the name of Jesus Christ to flee, and they do. In fact, one lady that I interviewed from Oregon, and we share on the videos, she said that when they had an encounter growing up, she said they not only obey the name of Jesus, it's lickety-split. And she even goes into the account when they commanded the entity. There's three grays that were coming their way that she was sharing, and she commanded them in the name of Jesus Christ to flee. She said they fled so fast they were tripping over each other and scuffling on the gravel, heading back to the ship.
Wow. I like that story.
Yeah.
And by the way, this illustrates something that we at Prophecy in the News have spoken of for a long, long time, and that is you need to apprise yourself of what's going on. A lot of people say, well, the Bible was written thousands of years ago, and it's not really relevant to our age. You know, it doesn't have much to say about the way we're living right now. People who are really not strong believers will, and this would include some Christians who really don't read the Bible that much. They sort of look at the Bible as an antiquated text that doesn't have a lot to say about what's going on right now, the modern things, science and aerodynamics and electronics and computers, and the Bible just really doesn't speak to our age. But hey, it really does, right?
Oh, absolutely. In minute detail, the Bible is the only book on the planet that tells us in minute, great detail of what's going to happen in the last days. Man, there's not a more relevant book on the planet. The scripture says, obviously, the truth sets us free, certainly in salvation, but also you begin to understand what is really going on in this wicked world system. You're only going to get that in the Bible.